Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
And Miles, that was a phrase right there. Thanks. It was a phrase that actually sounds nice, but it was more rude than it sounded.
It was just like, thanks, seriously.
Miles, I'm setting something up here, buddy.
I know. Coming from top 10. Why can't we have breakfast? Top
10. 10 phrases that sound nice, but are actually rude. There's this saccharine sweet, genuinely decent person I know. This person says things that the pessimistic cynic in me urges me to want to clock this person in the face repeatedly. Like, great job handling that on your own. I know there's no ulterior motive behind this statement, but that doesn't mean I don't want to set them on fire. Because I do.
Handling that on your own. Thanks.
Yeah, way to handle that on your own.
What is that on your own?
Oh, Lord. So these are phrases that sound nice but are actually rude. So saying something like, you're much better looking in person. It's said in a positive, but it's not very kind. You're basically saying the person looks bad in pictures.
Well
you still never said they look good.
A picture is you.
So, right.
They didn't say you look good. You just look better. You're not nearly as alarming as I thought you'd be.
Yeah.
Boy, you don't take pictures well, do you?
You've lost so much weight.
Yeah, I've said that before. And again, I'm not trying to be rude. It's actually meant as a compliment.
It is.
Correct. Well, that's the whole thing. It sounds nice, but it's actually rude to say. And I...
You look so much fatter. Awesome.
Because here's the thing.
It's not.
If you put in the effort to lose weight, I don't feel like it's insulting because that was your goal. It's one thing if, like, I have an eating disorder.
I have cancer.
Right.
I'm going through chemo. Oh, my bad.
Right. You know, if you show up all of a sudden and you're, you know, you've been hitting the gym and you just look jacked, it's not rude to say, dude, you've been hitting the gym. You look good.
Don't you want people
right.
to know?
It's not subliminally saying, boy, you were flabby about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that you look like crap before. This is literally like, wow, whatever it is you're doing, like, it's made a profound difference
right.
in your
you
appearance.
Down.
And you're going to work on your face. See, then it gets rude.
Because you need to.
I mean, that was one thing that people told me. Boy, that beard's coming in nice. Like,
your face was ugly.
Even with one chin, you're ugly. Cool. You know, I mean, there's...
I said that earlier to a person outside.
With one chin?
No, your beard looks great.
Oh.
I'm assuming this was a female?
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't mess with you.
I didn't say that.
Did she hear you?
You did.
No,
I didn't say
he's joking. But it was
a dude.
Oh, God.
It was a dude.
Saying something like, it's not your fault you didn't know any better. It says it's all about tone, though it can be said with empathy. It's often dripping in judgment.
It's situational.
Tone matters a ton.
It really does.
Which is
why I could say that to
dangerous.
My kids, and I mean it legitimately. Hey, look, man, you didn't know any better. Don't worry about it. That's one thing. If I'm saying it to my wife, chances are I'm being an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I'm thinking about me saying it to somebody, like another adult. Like, well, you wouldn't know any better, you dumb piece
yeah,
of
shit. Yeah, that's basically what you're saying. I think you're stupid. I'm not surprised.
Kind of works in conjunction with it, but you're smart for a blank. Boy, you're smart for a radio guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do get that stuff. Yeah. Not just radio, but anything.
That's backhanded.
Right.
It is.
Or from being from a place. Oh, you're smart, Mike, from being from Enumclaw.
Exactly.
You know, it's same difference.
If you're black, you hear, oh, you're very articulate. So now I say, why do you say that? And the discomfort they have, I'm like, okay. You brought it up. Right. I'm just follow-up question.
You're dog. Amazed by it.
What was your expectation and why?
Right. Say, mama.
Another one that I'm trying to get out of the practice of is, you know, so-and-so. You know, she's actually like 92. Like, holy cow, she looks good for her age. No, she looks good.
She looks good, but look, man, I do believe there's an honesty to it.
Age questions are a trap.
They are, but also, if you're going to ask, you're going to get an answer. And look, a lot of people, and even a woman who's 7 years old, if you thought she's 55, she is happy. Same thing with a dude, right? Either
sure.
way. Like, they're happy about it. This is not an insult. So you say you look good for your age. And in my mind, you understand why they're saying that. Because other people your age don't look like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, somebody said it to me last week or a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was a compliment, but I was joking.
But they thought you were 30.
I was joking with another coworker, another person in this building, who I know is closer to my age. But I have answered some questions for the, you know, I keep up on the kids slang. So right. I was like, yeah. She was like, you graduated in 1999? I was like, yeah. She goes, I thought you were a lot younger. And I was like, well, thanks.
Yeah.
It does sound, it was a century ago.
Yeah, damn it. Phrases that sound nice but are actually rude. You know what, Thrill? You're pretty when you smile.
Well, thank you, Mike. First of all, you're correct.
Right.
I'm also pretty when I don't. But no, I understand on that one.
Exactly. Oh, that's, you should smile more. You're like, pretty when you smile.
Back to that one. I think that's more offensive.
Yeah.
You know,
just
don't
say it to women.
Smile.
Right. I'm not having a good friggin' day.
Yeah.
I don't feel like smiling.
I don't think people mean it the way that it comes out. I think what they're saying, and look, you're still going to take it poorly, and I get it. But I think what they're saying is like, your smile is infectious or it lights up the room or whatever. Right. But we never say that. It's like, oh, man.
Now, there's a lot of creepy guys that look at women and just go, you know, you'd be pretty if you smile.
Right.
There's or creepy like, guys that do that.
You're
I
like,
know.
Why don't you smile in the bar? Like, there's a lot of stuff people
be
say.
Be more appealing for me.
Do you realize your resting face, you look miserable all the time?
Right.
Just say that. I mean, seriously, like, you look like you're always angry in a bad mood, even though you're not. That's amazing.
Do your friends tell you you have resting
you
bitch face?
Are you trying to keep people away? Because it's working.
Yeah, and it's like, she's working a desk job, taking care of customers. Like, don't tell her to smile.
Guy, girl, doesn't matter. You phrase, look angry.
Phrases that sound nice but are actually rude. Ted, I just love that you don't care.
Yeah. All right.
I've heard that once, but the person who told me meant it, and I did not take it. Years ago, I just remember this one girl working at a restaurant. I don't remember what the situation was. And I said, man, I really don't care. And she was asking, like, do you want to do this, this, or this? And I remember she looked me dead in the eye, and she goes, the one thing I truly appreciate about you is when you say you don't care, I know you mean it. And I took it as, I'm like, yeah, I'm not effing around. I don't care.
I don't think that's that bad.
No. Not
at all.
Miles, just like you.
What's that?
It's just like you to wear a shirt like that, buddy.
It's just like Steve to wear what he wears every day.
I
expect that.
You are
I expect
wearing
his shoes
you,
to be crazy. I expect his shirt to be absolutely obnoxious. but that's what I expect from Steve. Yeah. I expect Steve's going to go to a wedding and look better than the bride and the groom.
I can't help with people marry ugly people.
You know, they say, like, don't show up the bride and the groom. Yeah, he don't get it. He don't care. He'll come in like...
Well, it's not like he's showing up in a white dress.
No, he could look like Bozo
I'm
the Clown.
I'm doing that next.
Like, you can dress better than the groom, but just...
It's the bride, right? The groom's like, hey, man, don't know
groom that suit is better than your wedding dress.
Steve, you've been telling me about all these hard times that you've been going through. You're so strong.
Is that an insult?
No, I don't think so at all.
It says it only brings attention to how terrible the person's life is at the moment, they say.
But it seems like, but you're doing well with it. So what you're trying to say is, hey, look, I know there's a lot of stuff on your plate right now, but within this conversation, it seems like you're okay.
Legitimately, right. I think it depends who brings it up. If you have not brought anything up to me, and I said, Ted, hey, man.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You're a strong character.
You're a strong
like,
man.
Ted be like, I was talking about football.
Right.
Then it's insulting. But yeah, if you just told me a bunch
of stuff. Yeah, that one seems fine, right? If somebody's being like, man, I'm going to be like, oh, well, you know, like, good on you.
Yeah.
At least you're keeping it together. I'd because there's sometimes people tell you something, it's like, Jesus, I'd be a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ted, trimming your beard like that, man, I like it. It makes you look so young.
Is this really. Are these really bad things to say?
Because it's
the implication that you look like
right.
Crap. It's like when people say, boy, if we go to a wedding and it's co-workers or something, man, you guys clean up nice. I know they don't mean it as an insult, but clearly what they're saying is, you look like asshole.
Well, no, what they're saying is, I never see you dress up.
Right.
Right.
In my mind, that's how I interpret it.
That's not what they mean with you, Miles.
Yeah. I know that.
I'm glad you think that.
That's how I am going to process things.
Hey, Thrill.
Positive Friday.
Glad but it's see. The truth. Like, Thrill knew just from the picture Mike posted on Derby Day. He's like, well, they must be somewhere. Like, why is Ted in a button up on the weekend?
You know what? You're a hunter. Exactly. And it wasn't an insult.
You usually dress like crap.
I just, there's Ted. He's looking sharp. And he just, but I know how you are, too. And it's like,
yeah.
I knew you were somewhere because of the way you were dressed, man.
Right. Comes around the corner.
They're not taking pictures of Ted's shoes. That's when you know he's dressing up.
Right.
Have you ever worn those before? Nope.
How are you still single? Again, these are phrases that sound nice but are actually rude.
Because I'm smart. Because I want money for me.
I've stopped saying that my age in the early 40s.
Yeah, you get some responses.
I just wouldn't say that in general. Like, she's never been married, no kids, nothing. Like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, she's attractive. Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, right.
But then the number one phrase that sounds nice but is actually rude. Wow. You clean up nicely.
Yeah. Girl's just saying it.
I shower once a month. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I think also, like, that one can be annoying as hell. I think there's a nice way to, like, throw just say, you can just be like, oh, you look sharp tonight.
If you know that person, though, you know it's a personal dig from your
friend. Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point.
Miles, you just love this list.
I do. All these things are perfectly acceptable to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.